This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yes.
And Bridget, I know it's not proper etiquette to sing happy birthday to yourself, but Catholic Radio is 15 years old.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
15 years old. We started on Ash Wednesday, 2004. Now, Ash Wednesday moves around a little bit, so our birthday, I'm not sure exactly the date, but it was Ash Wednesday, 2004. So we want to say not happy birthday to ourselves, but thank you to everybody who has helped us along the way as a financial donor, as a volunteer, as an underwriter, as a supporter. Anybody who's helped spread the word about Catholic Radio, thank you very much, because we certainly could not have done it at all without you. So thank you to everybody who's helped us make it through our first 15 years, and we got lots and lots of years ahead of us.
And Jim's been here the whole time, and we have to thank our guests, too.
Would make me 15 years older than that.
You're actually about 25 now, right?
You
crawled in here, right?
Yeah, I started young.
Well, our guest today is Jan Mara. She is the director of Parish Life at St. Joan of Arc in Kokomo. And this week we're going to be talking about conferences. There are a lot of conferences in the Indianapolis metro area, and this conference is going to be in Kokomo, so that's not too far of a drive. It is called the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference. So welcome to Faith in Action, Jan.
Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be part of the program. And it's interesting that you are celebrating 15 years. We're celebrating 13 years this year for the conference. So it really puts things in perspective for me to think, wow, you know, you guys, who I think of as being around for a while, only two more years after or earlier before we had started the conference.
Wow. So, I'm sure at 13 years even, there's an awful lot of people along the way that have worked really hard to make it happen and to keep it happening.
You're exactly right. That is so true. We have got the most dedicated group of people that want to see the conference be successful, to do God's will, to do His work. And it just shows every year when we put the conference on what dedicated people we have.
No doubt. And just if people are wondering, I'm just going to give the date just so they're wondering. It's Saturday, March 9th is the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference. It is at Kokomo High School. And the curious thing I want to ask you about is, how did you get this started? How did you get this rolling?
Well, it was when a mission that Father Ted Dusinski had. He just saw how desperately families, the domestic church, needed help. And, you know, looking at what can we do to help families in an environment that is going to be welcoming and loving and include the sacraments, be fun,
yeah,
and meet families where they're at and give everyone an opportunity to be met where they're at, mainly in terms of age. And so the adults could enjoy specific programming to them, so that high schoolers could, as well as all the way down the different age groups. But we didn't want the families to be completely separated from each other all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so where are the opportunities during the day that they can come together and talk about what they've heard and what they've done? And it just morphed into this Holy Family Catholic Conference. And the really cool thing is, well, it might not be cool because there's just not many offered here in the States. I believe that this is one of three that I know of that is offered for the entire family. And so I guess it's amazing, and it's kind of sad too, because I wish that every state had an opportunity to offer this,
sure,
to their families. And we get people from other states. We welcome, you know, anyone to the conference. So we've gotten people as far as Missouri that have come, that are family from people here in Indiana that they had heard about the conference and came. And our return rate is so good that we know that once we get them here and they experience it, that
they keep coming back,
they
right?
They keep coming back, exactly.
That's great. Is Father Ted Dazinski still your pastor there?
No, he's no longer. He's Vicar General for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Okay, well, I just wanted to acknowledge Father Ted, as he is a donor here at Catholic Radio, and we appreciate that very, very much. He's one of our ongoing donors, and I know two of the Father Dazinskis quite well. I don't think I've ever met the third one.
Oh, okay. Now, Father Brian Dazinski is actually pastor at St. Patrick.
Okay, right there in Kokomo. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So all three of the Dazinski fathers have made it through Kokomo.
And that's an odd combination. You have fathers that are brothers.
Oh, very much so, yes. Yes, three brothers. Amazing.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jan Mara. She is the Director of Parish Life at St. Joan of Arc in Kokomo, and we're talking about the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference, which is coming up March 9th. Okay, it's a one-day conference. Give us a little bit of the lineup, and I know that the theme is The Lord Hears Our Cry.
Right. And The Lord Hears Our Cry, every year we look at the Lord's Day Mass readings, and we're like, this weekend, this is what God wants us to hear. So
if we are
trying to focus, you know, on Him throughout the day and we conclude the conference with Mass, then we should be focusing on that. So that's why we always look at the Lord's Day readings and kind of, you know, just take it to prayer on what the theme could be that's already incorporated in the readings.
Yeah.
And so that's why this year the Lord Hears Our Cry, the first reading is from Deuteronomy. And so where we actually got the theme from is when the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and He heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And so that's just a portion of that first reading, but it speaks so well to all of our lives, and that we cry out to Him so frequently, needing His help and guidance.
No doubt,
and
especially
there.
In family life. Lord, help me! I need
exactly,
help.
Exactly. Exactly.
What does a day look like there? What time does it start? Does it have Mass and reconciliation and that sort of thing?
Right. So we start at 7:30 with registration. So 7:30 to 8:30, we have registration and we have donuts. So you don't want to miss out on that.
Come early.
And then we start at 8:30 with the Eucharistic procession. The auditorium, which holds 1,000 people, is where we begin and end the day. So we begin there with the exposing of Jesus, and we have a procession around the school and in the Adoration Chapel. And then at that point, parents take their children to the appropriate rooms, and then they come back to the auditorium, which is where the program starts for the adults also. And so we have several talks through the morning. The families all come back together at 11:30 for a family fun time with Chris Bray. He's a musician. We're very excited to have him there, and it's just pure fun. We just have a ton of fun. And then we go right into a nice hot catered lunch. And then after lunch, the parents take their children back to Kids Corner so that they can continue their own programming for that afternoon. And at 3 o'clock, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And during that time, we also have adoration. And after that, we have a quick break, come back together for another talk. And then parents go back and pick up their children, and we celebrate the Lord's Day Mass to conclude the day, and Bishop Timothy Doherty will be there to celebrate Mass.
It sounds like a really great lineup. I just happened to notice on your webpage that you have a EWTN Catholic Connection host, Teresa Tamio, as your keynoter. Is that right?
Yes, we are very excited about having her. And her husband, Deacon Dominic, is also coming, and they're going to do a talk together.
Oh, that's cool. What's their topic?
It's Intimate Graces, and it's about their own conversion story, which they experienced together.
Well, another thing that I think is really awesome that you mentioned is that the children, there's something for middle school, there's something for kids, so there's something for really every age group that they come. They're going to be spiritually fed. They're not just going to be, you know, waiting or, you know, kind of
right.
bored. You know what I mean?
Right, and we definitely, one goal is this is not a school day for these children.
Right, it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, and so we want to teach them about the faith. It's in a fun way. There's been times when they have acted out, play-wise, putting on outfits and stuff, the Passion of the Cross during Lent. They create different items going with a theme. I know one theme that they have going this year is the miraculous, how Jesus is miraculous. And so they're going to be talking about different miracles that he performed.
I can't believe we're just about out of time, so I wanted to make sure that you give the date and the time again, so because everyone listening is going to want to come out to this.
And the how to sign up.
How to sign up, yep.
Exactly. We have a website. It's holyfamilyconference.org. Go to that for all the information, schedules, and to register online.
Excellent.
The date of the conference is Saturday, March 9th, from 8:30 to 6 o'clock, Kokomo High School in Kokomo, Indiana.
And what's the cost, by the way?
The cost for the family is $75, and that's for no matter how large the family is. For a couple, $50. And for a single, it's $25. Please register your children by February 25th, because our Kids Corner closes after that.
Oh, okay.
So you must register by February 25th if you have children ages 3 to 11.
Excellent. So everyone needs to come out to the Indiana Holy Family Catholic Conference. My guest today has been Jan Mara, the Director of Parish Life at St. Joan of Arc in Kokomo. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'll have to bring my family up this year.
All right.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You're on a journey, in a race, in the company of others.
Imperfection makes you human. Forgiveness offers life, and opportunity brings hope.
Good news and great company. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. We are still talking about conferences, but this conference that we're talking about is the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference, and that is the one that is going to be Saturday, March 23rd at the Indianapolis Convention Center, and it is sponsored by the Marion Center of Indianapolis. And today we have with us in the studio Kathy Denny, and she is actually the director of the Marion Center of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, Kathy.
Thank you, Bridget. It's nice to be here. I do want to just correct one little thing. It is sponsored by the Marian Center of Indianapolis, but also with the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
Yeah, and you've mentioned before, at least through an email, that they have been very supportive through the Office of Worship, right?
That's right, Father Pat Beidelman, and I want to say a big thank you to him because I don't know how we did it before we had him to help us, but we did. We trudged on, but he's really been wonderful, and we're happy that that's our person that we kind of connect with.
So how long has this conference been going on? I mean, it's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
14 years ago was our first one.
Wow.
And it was in 2004, and I realize that's also Catholic Radio's anniversary. So you see good things happened in 2004.
15 years. Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah. That was the first for the conference. The Marian Center began in the early 90s. We don't really have a date. But it was in the early 90s.
So the theme this year is Grace Abounds All the More. Talk about that theme and how you happened to come up with that.
Okay, I will. It was just a scripture that hit one day. And because I have a fearful nature, really is why the whole Marian Center started, because we could see and listen to Mother Angelica and hear that our church was in trouble, and I was just always down about it, and I thought, well, one day it just hit me, you know, why not be something good? And so we started to, a bunch of us started to just put out a publication called Faith of Our Fathers in the early 90s, and we would use just some articles that were excellent to teach the faith again, because she would say, you know, we're losing it. And so it really helped me to be on board there. And
That scripture always...
That scripture was so important to me, because once again, I found myself getting fearful over the church again and the world. I mean, our politics, our church, everything seems to be in confusion and falling apart.
And if you needed it 15 years ago, you need it much more today.
Exactly. And I didn't think it was ever going to be like that, but it is. And so instead of being fearful, once again, I turned to scripture, and, you know, here's this beautiful thought, you know, that is there in Romans 5. And it says, you know, where sin abounds, God, or grace abounds all the more. And that word all the more, I read about it, you know, it means just abundantly more. So I thought about that, and I thought, you know, yes, just look at that. I mean, even Catholic Radio, let's say that. You know, why did Catholic Radio? Because everything was being lost. And so in this evil, which sin is evil, so when sin abounds, that's what it is, you know, then grace abounds all the more. So what does God do? He turns around, and he won't let that evil or that sin be the last word. So he turns around and has all these people who decide, just, of course, it's his inspiration, but decide to do something wonderful. And so here we have, you know, Bob and Sharon Typen deciding, and in our little area, but all over.
Yeah.
So the same here. I look at this and I say, okay, so where evil or sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. We have hope.
Yes.
We have hope, and we have it because God doesn't let it isn't going to win. You know, and so we have to have hope. If we don't, you know, we could be lost ourselves.
Well, that scripture is one that I really hold on to, too, because it's hard to not be aware of what's going on in the culture. And we are Catholic, and we do have hope. But that scripture kind of like really sums it up.
Well, I mean,
you know?
Here we are in a day when our governor of New York, you know, celebrates the killing of little infants. Can we believe it?
No, we're in shock.
We were in shock. And it's still But yet I think to myself, okay, I mean, you know, Peter turned away, the church turned from Christ, he went to the cross, and then what do we say at Easter? Oh, happy fault. Oh, happy sin that caused this great gift of the resurrection and our coming to Christ. So that's what this means to me.
That's awesome. Well, so. I think women coming to this conference are going to get a lot of hope. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the conference and who can come out? I mean, obviously, women of all ages, right?
Exactly. And we do see a lot of that. A lot of women bring their daughters or even their granddaughters or whoever, and we're really happy to have that, and we try to do as much as we can to help that so that we can have some of those young women coming too. So there's a special price for them, and you know, so this is an interesting year because we usually only have two women. This time we have three women
speakers, right?
Speakers, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about them. That would be great if you could give us a little bit of
Give
us a preview there.
Yeah. So we have Barbara Heil, and she has an amazing story of her transformation and coming into the Catholic Church. And she's a wonderful speaker, and she'll have a very inspiring message for us. She can be seen on a few different programs on EWTN, mm-hmm. and so, you know, people maybe have heard of her.
She's a former Pentecostal minister.
She was.
That is interesting. When I saw that, I thought, wow, that is really...
We're usually losing the other way.
it goes both ways,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. But I do think that they do have a lot of our Catholic people there.
Well, everybody, right? Because we were all Catholic at one point,
right? That's right. And then we have this Donna Corey Gibson, and she has a wonderful story. She's a beautiful singer. She sang once even with Pavarotti, but she has a story herself where, you know, her songs were different. They weren't the message that she has today. And as her faith kept growing, her songs kept growing and coming closer and closer to. And she's also a Third Order Carmelite. And you can just see, I can watch old things of hers and see her change and see the transformation that happened as her faith grew. And
she looks pretty young, too.
Very young, but she does have a family and all. But she is, what's really interesting about this is that she needed someone to play for her. And so we have Francesca La Rosa, and it's hard for me to say that because I know her as Chessie La Rosa. But she is so talented and in her own has the most beautiful voice. But her playing skills, I mean, I have a brother who's in the music, and he said there's nobody like her that he even knows of. And so she's coming, and she'll even sing for us as well with Donna. So we're really happy to have her. She's at St. Barnabas, and she is the head of music there. She could very well be doing the same as Donna Corey Gibson. Wow. She's that good. And then we also have, I want to say we have one of your friends of Catholic Radio, Monsignor Joseph Schadel, who's coming.
Absolutely.
And he's been our support, too, from the very beginning, just like he is for you. And we haven't had him for a few years now, and we really have missed him. He's wonderful. So he'll come and do the Holy Mass for us.
And then there's opportunities for the Sacrament of Reconciliation or Eucharistic Adoration,
always,
all that?
Always, every time, yes. So that's kind of something that always happens. But I do want to say the last person that we have is Rose Sweet. She has such a sweet name, doesn't she?
Yes, yes, she does.
How can a person like that not be loving and open?
I know it. And she is wonderful. I've heard her on Catholic Answers so many times. On Catholic Radio, there's a Catholic Answers program, and maybe many of you have heard it, but it's always good. And they use her often. But I thought of everything that I could say about her. We have Archbishop Corleone from San Francisco, and he said this about her. Rose Sweet's work is a good example of the opportunities that Catholics and all people of goodwill should take advantage of. It is necessary not only for their own flourishing, but for that as our nation as a whole. And I thought, wow. I mean, I don't have to say anything else about her.
Yeah.
You know, and she'll get us on the right track.
So we have just a couple minutes left. Like the time's going so quickly. Could you give us the information on how to register and the cost? And it is a one-day event on March 23rd, right?
Yes, it is. It's just from, 8 o'clock starts registration, and 8:30 we promptly begin. I'm hoping Father Pat Beidelman is going to open prayer for us, and Sister Diane Corallo is our master of ceremonies. She's always done a really good job. And I also wanted to thank Father Rick Nagel for the use of St. John's.
He's awesome.
He has encouraged us to use that beautiful space.
So how can people register online?
They can register online at www.indianacatholicwomen.com, or we have so many parishes that have groups. And so please check and make sure with your parish secretary if there is a group, because you save money. And it's also, you can drive together. A lot of places now bring a bus and drop the ladies off. So our biggest group last year was over 60 women.
Wow, that's a great.
From a parish. Yes, two parishes. They were neck and neck. Mm-hmm. But this year we also have a surprise that we really can't talk about because we really want it to be a surprise.
All right.
And that will, and the people who are the biggest number, first of all, they get very good seating, and then also we'll have a surprise for them.
Well, I can't believe it, but we're already out of time. My guest today has been Kathy Denny. She is the director of the Marion Center, and we've been talking about the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference. If you could give that webpage one more time to register.
Uh-huh. It's just www.indianacatholicwomen.com. And you can call us if you need to at 317-888-0873 for any information, or we can tell you if there's a group.
All right. Well, we hope to see you there. Kathy Denny, thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith in Action.
Thank you, Bridget.
You're a delight.
Thanks. God bless.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.